We are living in times of such great deception that good people who worship Jesus Christ will actually idolize man and celebrate sin. Never give up. I am a fighter. Afraid and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, as Christians, we actually look forward to the end of this world because we look forward to the arrival of the next. Yeah, because in the world to come, Jesus Christ will reign in power for all time. Evil and death will be vanquished. But in this world, the devil is still allowed to roam free. Death is allowed to have dominion. Evil reigns everywhere. And so that means that life can be hard because these are the times of deception and persecution and suffering that God promised us would be here. Our government is dominated by tyrants and liars and killers and sexual perverts. Our schools are staffed by groomers and child molesters. Our children's libraries are filled with pornography. Even after Dobbs, our children are sacrificed in the pagan ritual of abortion. And the ones who survive that sacrifice are turned into tranny freak shows and then celebrated. In real time, on your cable news broadcasts, you can see our country getting poorer and uglier and more crime-ridden. It fills your social media feeds. It's all over your smartphones. The information superhighway just feeds you black pills all day, every day. And so we know that that's tough. So it's important to us that we always bring you guests and segments that give you a reason for hope. Vince Everett Ellison is a Christian speaker, author, and activist. He's been featured on Tucker Carlson and many other programs. He's the author of the books The Iron Triangle and 25 Lies, exposing Democrats' most dangerous, seductive, damnable, destructive lies, and how to refute them. He's also author of the upcoming book, Crime Inc., How Democrats Enjoy Mafia and Gangster Tactics to Gain and Hold Power. Vince knows better than ever the kind of evil that exists in the world today, thanks to the left. But today he joins us with a powerful message of hope, how Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made us into something more than slaves of the world. We were made to be brave and fearless through our Lord and Savior, especially handpicked by God to be the instruments of his will on this earth in these times right now. And Vince Everett Ellison joins us now. Vince, thank you so much for coming.
Hey, I'm happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Why does God, and this is a question that comes up so often that people just ponder, they ask each other all the time as Christians, why on earth would God allow for Satan to roam free here and put us through the hell that we are going through right now in these extraordinary times?
Well, it's just a proving ground. You know, it's Jesus said that I leave my peace with you. He gives you peace in the midst of the storm. And even as Satan roams this world, if you find peace in Jesus Christ, he has no power. It's like building a house. We build our houses because we don't know what the weather's going to bring. We get inoculated against diseases and the measles because we know they're around us, but they have no effect on us. Satan can roam this world as much as he wants to, like a roaming lion, but he can't touch me. So he has no effect. If you believe in God, Satan is powerless, completely powerless, zero, zilch. He doesn't touch me. He has no effect on me. He cannot harm me. So when people talk about Satan, I say, why are you worried about him? I'm not. He can't touch me.
Send him and his lies directly back to where they came from. Send him and his lies back to hell. Ignore him.
Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, you're a liar. You can't touch me. I'm not concerned about the measles. I'm not concerned about a rainstorm because I am inoculated against them. I'm too powerful for Satan. And Satan knows he can't touch me. He hasn't touched me. He can't touch me. I know it. He knows it. And every Christian should know it. And this is why the Democrats are so dangerous. They tell us that he can. They tell us to believe in them to protect us. They tell us to not believe in God anymore. They tell us that we should come to government for everything that we need. And Jesus says, no, come to us. He said, you can't have two masters. You will love one and hate the other. If you depend on me, you'll be fine. Jesus' disciples would be locked in the penitentiary getting ready to die, and they'd be singing. And the people were amazed that they could not even shake them. They couldn't even make them cry. They couldn't. They would not show fear. They had no control. So I live my life, and my wife lives her life the same way. We are happy. We're at peace. Satan has no control over me, even when it comes to death. When I die, you free me. I go to heaven. You have nothing. You have nothing over me. What, you go kill me? Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Set me free. See, freedom is up here. It's in the mind. People say, well, they put you in jail. You still have your mind. I worked in the penitentiary 5 years, and I saw some inmates in there with life sentences that were preaching to young men with five-year sentences and sending those men out there changed, completely changed. And those men are going to die, and they're going to go to heaven. Even though they're locked up with life sentences, they are making retribution for what they've done. They changed their life. We are free. And Jesus said, once I have freed you, you're free indeed. So Satan has no power. And for those that think that he does have power, you're rejecting Jesus Christ.
Amen. I couldn't have said that better. And when you mentioned the penitentiary, I've said oftentimes on this show, what are they going to do? Send me to prison? Okay, fine. Yeah. I'll start a prison ministry. What are they going to do? Kill me? Okay, yeah, fine. Man. Then you're going to send me home to heaven where I will sit with Jesus Christ forever. And this is why the prophets and the disciples and the persecuted ones were celebrating even while they were being tortured and maimed and nailed to a cross and imprisoned and sentenced to death because they knew where they were going. Mm-hmm. There is
Satan has no power. And that's why we have to come back. He's defeated. Now he's going to be defeated. He is defeated.
That's right.
Once you grab Jesus Christ, he's defeated. I have a documentary called Will You Go to Hell for Me? I just released it about maybe two months ago. Your viewers can go to willyougotohellforme.com and watch it. And I'm saying that the Democratic Party, like you said before, their leadership is a cabal of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots. They hate Christians. And they're trying to get us to go to hell for them, and we're with them. And every time they tell a Christian to vote for them, and this is a party that supports abortion up to the ninth month, supports castrating little boys and calling them little girls, supports cutting off the breasts of little girls and calling them little boys. They believe in locking children in failing schools, allowing sex trafficking and fentanyl across the border, killing Americans every day. This is an evil institution. And when they ask a Christian to vote for them, they are asking that Christian to go to hell for them. Because you can't do this knowingly and think you're going to go to heaven and not repent.
Vince, are you concerned with the watering down of Christianity? Have you seen a softening of Christianity? Have you seen the insertion of a certain tolerance of sin into Christianity? And when I say that, what I mean is there is the spirit of idolatry happening in this country, and it is unbelievably rampant, and especially with leaders and politicians. People actually idolize these people. They look to trust a plan or wait on a man, Donald Trump, for example, to come in on a white horse and to save this country or to save this world. And everything that this man does, even if right before your eyes, this is against the grain, this is against the will of God, people will tolerate it. They will justify it. For instance, homosexuality. I don't care that he is a sodomite. Rick Grenell serves Donald Trump. Therefore, it is okay. Why are we making excuses for an activity that God literally blew up two entire cities over?
Well, it started with the Civil Rights Movement. And I go into this in detail in my books and in my documentary. I talk about how Martin Luther King Jr. allowed the left to enter into the black church. How he allowed the communists, the Marxists, the homosexuals, all of them to enter into the black church and infiltrate the civil rights movement. He kind of gave these people certain type of crazy legitimacy, and now they're here. And because Dr. King said they were okay, they were okay. They took the black church and they turned it into an arm of a racist Marxist Democrat Party. And they have not let loose of the black church since then. And because the black church is so powerful, many, many other Christian white churches, they followed suit. They fell into this concept of social justice, black liberation theology, using the church to vote for the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party says they're compassionate and they give you free stuff and all this type of stuff. No, the black church has become mostly an apostate church. It started with Martin Luther King Jr. when he tried to take over the black church for the national. He went to the National Baptist Convention in 1961. They killed a preacher on the floor of the National Baptist Convention. They excommunicated King from the church. So King started his own sect, and it's called the Progressive National Baptist Convention. Look it up. He started it in 1961. That's the sect that Raphael Warnock belongs to. Yeah, Raphael Warnock, the senator from Georgia that believes in LGBTQ and abortion and all that. It is an apostate sect of the church that started black liberation theology in the church, and almost 80% of black churches now espouse to that heresy. And this is why black people are at the bottom of every socioeconomic statistic in America, because they are following a false religion right now. Not all of them, but the black preacher, the black politician, and the black civic organizer is part of a group I call the Iron Triangle. And they are nothing but conduits between the black community and the Democrat Party. And their job is to make the black community vote for the Democratic Party 90% by hook or by crook. That is their job. They are an apostate group of men. Not all of them, most of them. And they are leading this country and the black community to hell. And until we confront them and call them exactly what they are, as Jesus Christ confronted the Pharisees, we're not going to get rid of them.
Jesus Christ is not coming back here to bring unity, by the way. Jesus Christ is not coming back here to sit down and have a peaceful supper with sinners. Jesus Christ is coming back here to divide and to conquer. Jesus Christ is coming back with a sword and with vengeance. Jesus Christ is coming back to flip tables and to make sure that the message is sent. Eternal life will be promised to those who joyfully accept the gospel, who know that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, seek out the Church of Christ, and are baptized in his name. I mean, this is very, very clear. Why are Christians being so watered down?
It's because of politics. See, look, liberalism and Christianity cannot coexist. Jesus Christ says you depend on me, but liberalism and the Democratic Party says you depend on government. Neither one of these two share power. These communists and these Marxists don't share power, and Jesus Christ does not share power. This is why he said, I prefer you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I spew you out. We're trying to have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. He said a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And we are trying to be double-minded. We want to say we're Christians, but we want to live as liberals. We want to say that we're Christians, but we want to vote for abortion. We want to vote for gay rights. We want to vote for LGBTQ and have our children sexually groomed. We want to sacrifice our children to these false gods that they have. No, you can't have it both ways. So we have to start, people like you and I, and you're doing a great job of this, and thank you for doing it. We have to start confronting people with the truth. And we have to look at them and say, choose. No more middle ground. It's time for you to make a choice. As Ronald Reagan said, it's time for choosing. You got to choose. And then I'd say, hey, I'm out of it. I'm the mailman, dude. Don't get mad at me. I'm the messenger. I'm telling you, it's time to choose. And you have to choose Jesus, or you have to choose the Democrat Party and the government. It's up to them. I've made my choice.
But they are going to be mad at you. There's no question about that. God promised us, Jesus told us, that we would be the most persecuted people to ever walk the face of the planet. He said, follow me is not going to be flowers and dandelions and a life of pleasantries. You follow me, you do my dad's will, you do my will, you will be living a life on earth as sufferers.
Yeah, well, yes. And again, suffering will not seem like suffering, as you know, just like the disciples. They walked from pillar to post, never had a place to lay their heads, went to prison, but they never saw it. They saw it as joy. They called it all joy. Our Bible tells us to say, call it joy when we suffer for Christ. To say that we're happy to do it. That we volunteer, to do it.
Isn't that is such a mind flip for so many people to understand. That is such a mind flip. I want everybody to understand what Vince just said here. Suffering should be done with a joyful heart. Mm-hmm. Suffering should be something that you actually enjoy as you hit your face and thank God, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to suffer in your name. That's an extraordinary thought. It's an extraordinary way to wake up every day. Are you concerned about the spirit of the Antichrist that's happening here? Are you concerned with the rise of the Antichrist? Do you believe that the Antichrist is here? Do we know who the Antichrist is?
Yeah, it's false prophets, man. The biggest, I think the worst, the most terrible thing that the left does It's not that they're sin. Not that they sin. It's not that they're evil. That's bad enough. It's that they tell people to take pride in their suffering. Our Bible tells us that God did not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. He destroyed them because of their pride in their sin. C.S. Lewis said that of all the sins, pride is the worst. He said the worst are like flea bites, pinpricks compared to pride. See, pride keeps you from asking God to forgive you. It keeps you from reconciliation. It keeps you from forgiving. Pride causes envy. Everything you see in the streets now with no justice, no peace, social justice, I want what you have, white privilege, all of it comes from pride. I tell people all the time, you talk about white privilege? I say, yes, you're right. There's a privilege to be white, but it's also a privilege to be black. There's a privilege to be an American. But more than anything, it's a privilege to be an heir of Jesus Christ and the Son of God. I am an heir of Jesus Christ. I'm a son of God. I cannot be oppressed. I cannot be a victim. You cannot make me feel inferior to you. Nobody can be made to feel inferior without their permission, and you don't have mine. So I'm fine in this world. I love it. I'm going to keep preaching this to anybody that would like to listen. And as Jesus said, my children will hear my voice. So the ones that don't hear tonight is children. I can be in an auditorium with 100,000 people. If I hear my dad say, Vince, come on, I know it's my father, and I'm going to follow him out. So I'm just going to spread the message. And the people that are of God will hear it, and the people that are not will not hear it.
We will have you here anytime to spread that message. And we so much appreciate you coming on, and thank you so much for your time, Vince Everett Ellison. God bless you, sir. Have a wonderful weekend.
The Democratic Party is the evilest organization in the history of the world. Since their inception in 1800, they've been the party of slavery. Then, after slavery, they became the party of the Confederacy. After that, they started killing black people during Jim Crow era. You're voting for a party that tells you they are going to abort children up to the ninth month, castrate little boys, and call them little girls, mutilate little girls and cut off their breasts and give them puberty blockers. And you don't think you're going to be held responsible?
As we look at the Democratic Party and the chaos that they bring on our community, our young men, our young women, I have to ask you to look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. Look at what they've done to us. The Democratic Party is a death machine. Whatever they rule, they destroy. That's what they do. They destroy. They decided to try to infiltrate the black community, and they didn't have any success until they met somebody. Who did they meet? Martin Luther King. And this is where we went wrong. He made sure that he brought the black vote to the Democrat Party. They used the black vote to commandeer the most powerful country in the world. He who the Son has freed is free indeed. Once you accept him, you are free. Anybody in the Democratic Party that tells you any different, he's a liar, he's an apostate, he's an affront to God, and he should be rejected by any Christian walking on this earth. And he's inviting you to go to hell with him. Don't go with him. Don't go.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
He's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems. Whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors' mRNA spike protein shedding, FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Welcome back. So if you've been with this show for a long time, you know that we've been talking about remdesivir from the very beginning. And you know the truth about this drug, which is still one of the only treatments that the FDA and the NIH and NIAID has approved for treating COVID, all while rejecting other treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They actually criminalized, they demonized ivermectin, horse dewormer paste. You were a conspiracy theorist if you wanted to administer to a patient or take yourself this Nobel Prize winning wonder drug that's used for so many things. We've actually read studies recently that say that ivermectin is the cure for breast cancer. So if you've been with us from the beginning, you know that remdesivir would be better named as remdethivir. You know that it was a failed Ebola drug that they dragged out and repurposed as a COVID drug. You know that it causes severe side effects, including organ failure. You know that it's not COVID that turned our hospitals into the killing fields, the modern-day progressive death camps, the ovens of 2020 and 2021. No, it was the remdesivir death protocol, which took mildly sick people and put them on a combo of remdesivir and ventilators until they died. But what actually is remdesivir? Why does it cause such dramatic and lethal side effects? What's in this mass-produced drug that turns into a death sentence for so many people? Thomas Bain is the founder of Alpha Omega Energy. He's an early-stage clean energy startup company. Thomas is trained in science. He's a scientist. He's an engineer. He's a physicist. He's also an official advisor to an ongoing anti-remdesivir class action lawsuit. Well, Thomas says that this deadly nature of remdesivir is connected to two ingredients, cyanide and fluorine. You've probably heard of that first one, cyanide, haven't you? Well, Thomas said that he discovered these two ingredients by reverse engineering remdesivir. And he believes that it's the breakdown of these two components inside of the bloodstream that causes the dramatic full-body organ failure that kills off so many COVID patients. Thomas's findings have been packaged into a book, They Murdered You with Remdesivir, by the scientist who reverse-engineered it. You can pre-order that book at weaponizednews.com, and Thomas Bain joins us now. Thomas, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be here. This is a very important this information, getting it to everybody, medical professionals, and this definitely needs to be in front of Congress. And we're working, doing what we can to try to get chemical weapons experts to fully analyze this in labs to fully exhaustively confirm these findings as well in exhaustive tests and blood tests, et cetera, for all these metabolite products inside. And you're exactly right. Right in the literature, you can see that cyanide is inside of remdesivir. And there's a lot of people obviously talking about remdesivir now, that it's causing this these massive problems, causing a massive death rate. It is, in fact, the most lethal drug seemingly ever to be used on people other than actual lethal injections. and it is injected directly into the bloodstream. So it's more lethal than any a pathogen that's been out in history, with a killing rate, a murder rate of even in Fauci's so-called study, which he claimed some effectiveness in this, of over 8%. 8% kill rate. I mean, this is like 1 out of 10 people. And he claiming that that's somehow some effective antiviral. Imagine using something that would kill one out of every 10 people. It's just absolutely insane. But the other studies are 11%, 15%, 17%, 21, 23, 27, 53%, 80+% kill rate of this so-called medical intervention.
The 53% that you're citing comes from an African Ebola trial where this remdesivir drug was used and then kicked out prematurely prior to the conclusion of that trial because of its kill rate.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that they were using remdesivir to sweep up, proverbially sweep up what they were really doing over there using this. And also, remdesivir, it's been used 3 times before. It was used on hepatitis. It was used on HIV, used on Ebola, which Stu just mentioned, and completely failed. All of them had to be stopped, had to be recalled because it was killing everybody. And and then they're going to use it a fourth time. This is exactly like you go outside in the street, you see a bunch of sick people. So you go in your house, you get your shotgun, you go outside and boom, boom, you gun down the people and you say, oh, well, that didn't work. They're all dead. So that's a failed medical intervention. So, but then next week you see this again, a street full of sick people. You go back in and you get your shotgun again. And you're going to mow down these people again like you didn't learn the first time? So they did it a second time, killed a huge number of people. But then next month, there's sick people, and they do it again. And they're going to do it a fourth time, and this is not considered murder?
You would have to be a complete psychopath to continue to repeat that. And so we have to acknowledge the people that are behind this are absolutely psychopaths. That's their evil people. And the intent is to murder. And then they incentivize hospital systems and doctors personally to kill for cash. A 20% bonus on the entire hospital bill for a COVID-diagnosed patient that oftentimes walked in under their own horsepower. They had a loss of taste and smell, or they were having some problems breathing, or they had a persistent cough. And they walked in. They got a deadly cocktail mixture of sedatives so that they could be ventilated and administered this remdesivir. And then if they had the COVID diagnosis from the fake and failed PCR test to diagnose a patient and tell them, hey, you have COVID, this imaginary virus that's never been isolated in the wild ever. They have the diagnosis. They have the hospital admission. They have the administration of remdesivir. They have the ventilator. They have the death and the death pronunciation on the death certificate. Cause of death, COVID-19. Hospitals here in the state of Minnesota were being compensated over $360,000 for every single patient that they did that to. This was a multi-trillion dollar racket. And they put these people to death, intentionally filled their bodies with poison, cyanide, to drive up the number of COVID deaths so that they could get people to willfully inject themselves with a weapon of biowarfare that contains graphene oxide and nanotechnology and pegylated lipid nanoparticles and hydrogels that magnetizes them and kills them so that they would do it willingly, that they knew nothing about, with a blank insert inside of a package that pharmacists were completely ignoring informed consent and injecting into the arms of children who we are going to see die off in numbers that are just unfathomable. Death like we have never seen before. And this remdesivir was the death tool that was used to poison people to death and blame COVID, a virus that we've never been able to isolate. Does that about sum it up?
Yeah, and there's even more to it on top of that. Shockingly, it's a great summary. It's exactly what they're doing. Zyklon B, which Adolf Hitler used in the concentration camps, was a cyanide delivery molecule. So it designed 6 molecules of cyanide inside, and then this metabolizes, breaks apart, and delivers the cyanide. And we were only told that they were aerosolizing this in these rooms, in these gas chambers. But of course, the Nazis had a massive injection program. They were injecting people with this too. They might have killed most of the people with the injections, actually, of this directly into their bloodstream. So, and we're all familiar with the spy movies. You know, the spies will take have a pill of cyanide handy somewhere on their body, and we're told that Adolf Hitler supposedly committed suicide with a pill of cyanide. And that when you eat this, this goes through your digestive system, right, all of the acids in your stomach, etc. So you have a massive defense against any of these kind of chemicals. But if you inject this directly into the bloodstream, it's dozens to 100 times more effective. And that's exactly what they're doing also. When they put this molecule into your bloodstream, this is going directly to the blood. It metabolizes. And even in their own literature, they state that 50% of the molecule is completely broken down in just 20 minutes. 100% of the molecule is broken down into all of its metabolite constituent components in just 2 hours. It's an incredibly fast metabolizing molecule. So it's and this is a very small and simple molecule. It's actually quite easy to see what is going on inside of here. There's a lot of doctors talking about this, how deadly it is, but they're not focusing, strangely to my eyes, on what's actually is inside of it that's causing that damage. And everybody needs to look inside, look underneath the hood, and see what the problem is. Where's the knock? What's causing the knock? What's causing this problem, right? You need to find out. They need to fully understand that. And nobody's doing it. Nobody's paying attention to that. So, you know, I went and did it, looked for everything in here. And I've completely isolated all of these components and exposed this absolutely. And I've done lectures, 4 hours, 3 hours in very detailed presentations for medical professionals so that they can know everything that there is to know about this drug. There's also chemical weapons formulations inside of here. Actual WMD using chemical weapons against his own people, Donald Rumsfeld said about Saddam Hussein and Bashar al-Assad. Donald Rumsfeld, Mr. Chemical Weapons himself, he used to be the chairman of Gilead when Gilead made this drug. And
Donald Rumsfeld was the chairman of Gilead, which is the manufacturer of remdesivir.
Right. Mr. Chemical Weapons himself, Donald Rumsfeld, 9/11 New American Century Project, Donald Rumsfeld, who Henry Kissinger called the most evil and diabolical man alive, or that he's ever known. I'm not certain if that's who he's ever known. That seems a bit of a stretch. I can't even believe it, though I think that might have been the statement. This is Henry Kissinger, Mr. Memorandum 200 program, where in the 1974 CIA USAID program that he launched, where they're funding apparently billions of dollars a year to this program for the last 50 years, and was a classified military operation, Department of Defense military operation, where they considered, they said that overpopulation is a national security threat against the United States and American interests, and they need to stop this overpopulation. So they made this Memorandum 200 program and decided to fund billions of dollars to develop engineered sterilization agents through needles. And they're going to sterilize, and they listed 85 developing countries, 85 poor countries, including all of Africa, et cetera, and all of these countries that Bill Gates is working on depopulating today. This document is still on the CIA USAID's website, Memorandum 200. So it's now become unclassified. But the programs that were funded and developed from this, these are still going. And it's very obscure. Hopefully all of these programs and any mention of this will come out in FOIAs so we can get more information on this. But I believe that this is what we're seeing today with COVID. This is really, in my opinion, this is the extension of that 50 years of funding and development of the Memorandum 200 sterilization agent program. We can see with these injections the massive decline in birth rates. We can see that the number one expression sites are after the endothelial system, right? If you want to attack a fetus, go after the endothelial system. ACE2 receptor, it's a reproductive system, a receptor vector. And then you have testes, ovaries, a breast tissue, uterus, and vagina, etc. I mean, that's all you need to know that this is a sterilization agent, and look at the result of it. The stillbirths going off the charts, the miscarriages, the congenital birth defects of the children. This is what we're looking at here. And that's why we have, you know, CIA at Wuhan, Michael Callahan at Wuhan, which is CIA, USAID running all of that. And they're in charge of this program internationally under the Operation BioShield, et cetera. So this chemical weapon, remdesivir, certainly plays its part in here. It's a very small molecule designed to be aerosolized, so it's very light. And when Rumsfeld said Saddam Hussein was using chemical weapons against his own people, those particular chemical weapons are called sarin gas.
Yeah.
And when you look at the core of the molecule of remdesivir, this is the exact same design. It's a formulation of Novichok, sarin gas, particularly cyclosarin gas. And the cyclosarin gas has a benzene molecule attached to it. Benzene is one of the most carcinogenic substances known to man. It's like a little graphene ring. A true graphene would be the hexagon, the six atoms of carbon, and the bonds are all closed. So you have a double bond in all of them. The benzene, a couple of the bonds are opened up, so you have only three double bonds in there, and then that can connect. And that's how you make your graphene sheeting, is actually with benzene rings. It's actually benzene sheeting, not graphene sheeting in a graphene sheet. A true graphene can only be that one hexagon by itself. So technically, this is how that works. And they attach deliberately benzene inside of this. And even in their literature, it shows it breaking off, which I've definitely sent you that one. Maybe we can show that. It shows it that breaking off inside. And they never explain why they've included benzene in here. The World Health Organization has a 103-page, industrial hazards warning alarm book, a handbook, so that everybody can know the vast, vast dangers of benzene. To put it in perspective, benzene is four times more carcinogenic, toxic, and deadly than the Ohio train wreck phosgene. The vinyl chloride everybody was freaking out about. Benzene is more dangerous and deadly than that.
And they're injecting it into patients in the name of healthcare.
Right into your bloodstream. And in that WHO report, it says if you come in contact with benzene, if you get it in any industrial hazard exposure, at 0.1 parts per million in a 10-hour working shift, you should call poison control. You should seek immediate medical help, immediate medical attention. Imagine if that's what you're supposed to do, but then you're in the ICU and they literally injected it into your blood. I mean, who are you supposed to call for help then? The people who are supposed to be helping you are killing you with this. And it shows it in their literature, and they never say why. They don't mention it at all. What's the mechanism of action of them putting it in there? How does that help your health? It's also known for causing birth defects. It's known for causing congenital birth defects. And if that wasn't good enough, Stu, check this out. Somebody asked me this question. They said, have they been improving, working to improve the design to make it better, to make it, more effective or something like that? And I said, wow, what a great question, because they certainly have been improving the design, but not to help our health, actually to make it more deadly. And to make it sterilize you even more. They've actually included into that benzene, they've made a new formulation of remdesivir called remdesivir D5. And they included deuterium, a radioactive fissile waste material, like in heavy water. They've included that onto the benzene ring, because it's known for causing very severe congenital birth defects and known for sterilization. So not as if the benzene wasn't bad enough already. They've decided to add this and make another, like a batch, another formulation of this. And I found at 9 batches so far, And when the molecule breaks down, two of the components, it breaks down into cyanide, and then you have a hydroxyl a component, a couple hydroxyl groups that could break off, and these can form cyanohydrins, which are even more deadly than cyanide by itself. It can also form sodium cyanide, potassium cyanide, which are also more deadly than cyanide itself. So they've designed this in a pro-drug delivery system, chemistry in the body, which is very common for chemistry, pro-hormones and pro-drugs, very common in different drug applications. And they've designed this where it'll break apart and then recombine into other components. And they knew that, and they're engineering this. So that wasn't good enough. There wasn't enough sodium cyanide available. So what they did is they even made a new formulation where they put extra sodium right into the molecule. So when this breaks down, they have this combination. So they more effectively deliver sodium cyanide into your blood right there in the molecule. I found this as well. I mean, it is shocking. I could go on for hours.
I know you could. And unfortunately, we are out of time. I've blown through a commercial break already. But I mean, obviously, for good cause. We need doctors to know about this. We need scientists to understand this and to replicate your research so that we can widely broadcast throughout the entire murderous healthcare system to these zombie doctors wearing stethoscopes and lab coats that everybody trusts with their health. That they are actually actively murdering people for money. They are killing for cash in this murderous racket that is being done at the hands of the globalist elites that want everybody dead. They tell you that they want you dead. They tell you that they have an overpopulation problem and that they need to treat that because it's a national security threat. Well, how do you treat overpopulation? The only viable treatment, the only viable medical treatment for overpopulation is death, murder. That's what they're doing. They tell you that they're doing it. They tell you that they're threatened by it. And then they carry it out. But yet still people say, well, that's just conspiracy. It's written right in the patents. It's written right in the ingredients. It's been reverse engineered by Thomas Bain. It's been proven to be in there. The cyanide and all of the other things that he's explaining that are in there. So replicate this. Put this everywhere in front of people. Congress, give it to Congress. Hell, give it to the people that manufacture the gallows. That's what we need to be doing. Our Congress is completely inept and fake. How many times has a Republican hearing actually made a difference positively in your life? Remember Jim Jordan? Remember Trey Gowdy? Countless hours and millions of dollars spent for absolutely nothing to get done because you're living inside of a movie. Everything is absolutely fake. I said it on the Alex Jones show yesterday. I'll go anywhere and say it. They're killing you. We need to get this out there in the wide open. And never forget that these doctors were told by Epic machines that were influenced by AI, artificial intelligence, that was programmed by the people who work for Fauci and the devil and their minions to put this into people's blood systems. They didn't even think. They just arbitrarily did it. We have now seen the first artificial intelligence mass murder. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
More than 20 million people watched Died Suddenly just on our official Rumble and Twitter channels. The thing was bootlegged and downloaded and re-uploaded and translated into dozens of different languages and disseminated across the planet, probably seen 100 million times. Most importantly, it saved millions of lives. It's responsible for ending the vaccine mandate in the military. It was our most seen work ever. Well, now the release of our new documentary is imminent. What is transhumanism? Why are the world's elite, the oligarchs, the most powerful people, so enthusiastic about it? What is Agenda 2030? Are we less than 10 years away from AIs ruling the world, or 5G controlling our minds, or nanotech rewriting our DNA? And most important, are we in the long-awaited and promised final days? All of that and a whole lot more is part of our upcoming documentary. Well, now today we have a full 4-minute pre-release preview. No need to beat around the bush anymore. Here it is.
The fallen angel Asael descended to earth and gave forbidden knowledge to women concerning female adornment, which facilitated lust. He also taught men how to create weapons, which enabled war. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. And so God annihilated his creation. The Industrial Revolution had similar effect on humanity as a whole. We stepped outside of the garden for the promise of a better, more prosperous life. But this knowledge has a high cost. The power of technology has already destroyed the foundation of civilization completely. We have become atomized, transforming our world into a hellish realm. We are destroying the planet along with our own minds and bodies. There are always two sides to the demonic pact: the initial and beneficial effect, and the payment. The full extent of this cost is hidden. You find out once it's already too late. In the stories, it's the soul of the fool who dared to dance with the devil. But ours is greater. This is what I refer to as the demonic intent, or the fine print. The true motivation. Giving you some small measure of material power is easy for a demon, because in the end he will get exactly what he wants. The devil is the god of this world, so he has the power to grant us material things, but only if we accept his pacts. Your soul cannot be stolen unless you give it away. Have you ever signed a terms and agreements without reading it? Then it might already be too late. This is the demonic intent: to weaken us on a civilizational level, to deracinate us and desensitize us to the darkness and depravity we subject ourselves to. I call this the technological cycle. You can see its machinations coiled through the histories when they stepped in. The technological cycle is the cycle of advancement, the progression from man to machine. As we surround ourselves with profane machines, they whittle away at our divinity, making us in turn as mechanical as they are. Technology will strip us of autonomy if we let it. This is what makes it so sinister. It preys on all our biological and evolutionary weaknesses, perfectly designed to drain us of all humanity, of all divinity, until man becomes nothing more than a mindless slave. Everything comes in gradual waves. All you have to do is passively accept it. Each new advancement creeps its way into our laps, but you still have free will. I'd blame technology alone for this if there wasn't so much evidence outside of inspiration driving it forwards. Even in ancient history, mankind makes inexplicable leaps between ages, from the Stone Age to the Iron Age. Massive leaps in technological complexity.
Matthew Scow directed Died Suddenly last fall. He has taken the lead with this new documentary as well, Brilliant Mind, combined with the creative mind of Nicholas Stumphauser, who you just heard there narrating that. And he joins us now. Matt Scow, thank you so much for being here. Who are the people that want this?
Look, I think 6 billion people might have this in them. What this film kind of exposes and we go into is when Karen Kingston was in on your show, and she talked about directed evolution and this buzz term that's going around that we saw in the Project Veritas video. And then when she looks in the patents that are involved with what this experimental bioweapon was, it's frightening what she sees in these patents. She sees this as bioweapons, specifically the mRNA technology is categorized as devices. So we are literally injecting ourselves with devices. Now, this technology is something that the scientists, the people who are afraid of death, the futurists, they've been waiting for this technology to get here. Ray Kurzweil has prophesied about this for many years, about using nanotechnology to implement himself into the cloud. Yuval Harari talks about this. And when we see graphene oxide and the discovery of graphene oxide, discovery of nanotechnology, the merging that, we're here. We're actually where Christ says, in the days of Noah, will the Son of Man come back. What does that mean? Well, in the days of Noah, we had the watchers come down from Mount Hermon and have sex with women and pollute the gene pool, making Nephilim. And because of that, God wiped out his creation. And only one was pure. Noah was pure. So he kept the lineage. But in scripture, it says that those Nephilim were there before and after. So we're dealing with now they're literally changing the DNA, not just mating with the gene pool and disrupting the gene pool. They're actually changing the blueprint of what we are. God's fingerprint is now being changed in their likeness. These are the final days we're talking about.
And so what is the goal of the people behind this? Like, what is the end game of those that want to change our DNA?
Well, look, for them, it's immortality. They're fearful of death because they don't believe in anything. They don't have a biblical worldview like me and you have. They have a worldview of a humanistic worldview, one of that they need to figure out a way to live forever, because when they die, they believe that's it. So in turn, they're using this technology to preserve their life. A digital Noah's Ark, right? But what's as scary is this technology is rapidly approaching us, if not in the next 10 years, maybe sooner. So what does that say for us? Well, I know what biblically it says. He's going to come back and he's going to judge the wicked, because this is not something that he wants on his creation. We're not supposed to live for forever. He put a limit on us. 120 years is what he said. Just as in the Tower of Babel, the people came together and he knew what they would do when they came together and dispersed them and he changed their languages. Well, now the humankind is come together again, and their aim is at God again, to bring down his creation and make this, whatever this new creation is, in their image. And we saw it with the release of mRNA vaccine that was disguised as something that was biological and therapeutic. But you know more than most people that that was complete lies, and it's actually not biological, it's synthetic, and it's a bioweapon.
There is absolutely not one biological component in these vials, in these syringes, in these shots. These are 100% synthetic, filled with a pegylated lipid nanoparticle, encapsulated in hydrogel and graphene oxide, and as Matt Taylor has shown us, and many others since, self-assembling nanotechnology circuitry that responds to magnetic frequencies. We have seen magnetized people. We have seen magnetized meat. Never before in human history have we ever seen anything like this. People are dying suddenly all over the place, as well documented in our previous documentary. Noel Harari, Yuval Noel Harari, says right out loud that we want to transform the human species not only into supercomputers, but into gods.
Yeah, gods that he doesn't believe in, right? They use biblical terms and bastardize them because they want to take credit for what God has already produced. They're nothing but copycat liars. They are of the devil. We are in a spiritual battle. I pray for Yuval Noel Harari to find God. I don't know if he is turned over to a reprobate mind. That's up to God to decide. But look, we make films that no one else will talk about. You talk about these things on your show daily to wake up the masses. Will we defeat the enemy? I don't believe so. I believe we're here to bring Christ to people, to show them that that's the life support there. That's your life raft, right? We don't want to turn a blind eye to what's happening. We want to point out the evil. We want to expose them for the liars they are. What we've done in this film and our previous film is expose that this is a pre-planned agenda. Agenda 2030 has many facets to this. Yuval Harari says, with this technology, we'll produce a useless class. Well, how many people are in the useless class? Billions? Who's not the useless class, and who garners those kind of monikers that we get to put on these people? Because their hierarchy doesn't include you, because you're just a useless person to them. They want to give you a universal basic income so you'll shut up and eat your Kentucky Fried Chicken and just sit there and watch your TV all day. That's how they look at you. I look at you as you look at the people who watch you, as people are made in God's image. We love humanity. We want to save them from this technological tyranny.
Yeah. How many millions and millions of Nephilim are among us already? I mean, are they here? Are they among us already? Are there AIs that are controlling the world, our thoughts? Are we being programmed? Is our future activity already being directed by the technology that we hold in our hands? People are addicted to their smartphones, the information superhighway just running through their fingertips every single day. Your news media is filled with direction. It's giving you direction. Artificial intelligence is dictating the way that people move, the way that they dress, the fashion that they have, the artists, the musicians that they go and they watch and they praise and they revere and they hold up and they idolize, politicians that become celebrities, former presidents that are now campaigning again, Donald Trump, people idolize this person. I'm concerned about the idolatry that's happening here. The guy can absolutely do no wrong, even though he's pushing upon us still the shot of death, saying, go and get your next booster. I was boosted, sat right next to Bill O'Reilly and said that. This is the exact times of deception that God promised would be here. And look, here it is.
Yeah. Scripture says they'll be given over to a delusional mind because they don't want the truth. I'm just so happy that we get to join forces here and do something that when we meet our maker, he's going to say, well done. Good job. Thank you for being brave enough to show the world that this false world that they're building is false. It's not real. It's made up. I mean, they tell AI, metaverse, it's just not real. None of it is real. They're creating a separate universe that's away from what God's creation was. So, what we can do is what we've been doing. And then we need the people, if we are going to push back, to help support this effort, support the show, support the films, get it out there. Because of your viewership, Died Suddenly has been seen over 100 million times and translated into dozens of languages. with just because of the grassroots level of this program and the viewership. That's power. I don't look at this as negative or sad. I'm enthused, right? I join forces with you as someone who's brave and who has enthusiasm to battle this. And we all should. And we all should have a great feeling about standing up to this evil that we're seeing, because it's worth fighting for.
We should rejoice and we should be happy. As Vince Everett Ellison said, we should not view it as suffering. We should be joyfully fighting and spreading the word of Christ, the promise of eternal life. Saving lives is not measured here in how many people did we convince not to get the shot. Saving lives is how many people did we point to the cross? How many people have accepted the gospel with a joyful heart and sought out the Church of Christ and been baptized in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Amen. That's the truth. And that is ultimately what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go out and preach the word and treat your neighbor as you want to be treated. Love your neighbor as we would love yourself. Like, that's our commandment, right? But look, we are in a war. This is definitely, we are in a war. People despise you who are mandating things that you have to be governed under. So let's give truth to that. Let's speak truth to that. And let's not just get along to go along. Those days are gone. Look, there's going to be a lot of talk about the injured and the people who are killed from this, and they want Pfizer to pay. Pfizer is used to paying billions upon billions of fines. They probably, in their little portfolio, was like, how much money are we going to have to pay out because of this vaccine? $3 billion? Cool. They're fine with that. What we're looking for, we need justice. We need criminal hearings. Substitute the syringe for a gun. And how many murders do we have? That's how we need to look at this. How many homicides has this shot produced? When we start to look at it like that, it changes a little bit. But we need politicians to not be beholden to their lobbyists. We need them to step up, and we need criminal charges brought upon these people. They've already admitted they've lied to what this shot was, what it was intended to do, how many they needed. It's just, when we pull the rug from this, it's going to be the most disastrous thing we've ever been through as a humanity.
Yeah, and the line is long for that accountability. The Amen. People who dreamt it up, the people who patented it, the people who produced it, the people who engineered it, the people who packaged it, the people who brought it to market, those that were responsible for introducing it as a safe and effective vaccine, those that continue to do it, the people in the media, the scientists, the doctors that administered it, the pharmacists who knew that there was no informed consent, that they had, you know, blank inserts in these packages. They knew that that was a violation. They coerced people, the employers that forced people to get these shots, who threatened their jobs with them.
Look, man, me and you are just like, we're so close on how we feel about this. You are saying exactly the things that I feel, and we should feel outrage. And look, me and you didn't even get the shot. It's like we're fighting for people. We warned them, right? But look, we may die suddenly, not for the people who didn't get the shot. They already know. I made it for the people who did and are possibly going to get another one, or the next fake pandemic that comes, that they're going to reel out another vaccine or a cancer mRNA vaccine. Look, this, they planned this, all of it. They planned it for many years, okay? And when I hear Nuremberg trial 2.0, like, Nuremberg trials were fake. Like, none of the real people who organized that were tried. They got people who brought up drawbridges and stuff for the cars to go through. Like, that's fake. Okay. We need some accountability. People need to be accountable to what they have done. Stu, you get the emails. I get the emails. How many people? My 8-year-old just died. My neighbor down the street, 25, just died. Like, every day we get these emails and my heart goes out to them. But what are we going to do for them? Huh? Somebody needs to go to jail. Multiple people need to go to jail. Fines aren't going to do it.
Yeah. Going to jail is too easy. Yeah. This film comes out at the end of this month. It's called Final Days. It is a Matthew Scow, Nicholas Stumphauser creation. Exclusively, it will air on the Stu Peters Network. And again, we are delivering this film at no charge. Just imagine if we had charged $1 for every view from Died Suddenly. But we're not here for that.
Are you writing books, Stu, about this? No. Like, this isn't a monetary thing. You have it on your heart to put this film out. And yeah. God bless you for that.
We go backwards. We spend money to put these things out. And then we get accused by the devil horn worshiping BBC of having manufactured support on Twitter. There was none of that. We didn't buy one ad. We did not do any purchases of airtime. We did not put any ads on Twitter or direct anybody anywhere. That was shared because people realized the times that we are in. And that's what needs to happen with this film as well. We're counting on an audience full of people who actually care about their fellow brothers and sisters, who want to see the world a better place, who don't want children dying suddenly or athletes dying suddenly on a field and being resuscitated, people turned into something other than what they were created to be by God. They don't want to see this. People don't want to see this. If you don't want to see it, then help us to warn people. Once again, we will be putting this out for free. And we will beg you, please download it, bootleg it, re-upload it, put it on your Discord channels and your Twitters and your Telegrams and your Rumbles and your BitChutes. Make sure that everyone sees this film. Final Day is coming exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. Matt Scow, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Still really just in the beginning of it is the scientific revolution. Humankind gains immense new powers. Such big powers that you can say they might really transform us, not only from just apes into the rulers of the planet, they might transform us into God.
I think it's important to understand that we are in the middle of World War III. In the very near future, you're going to start hearing this new term, directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
Moderna says on their website that the mRNA are software programs. They can be pre-programmed or they can be programmed from outside sources. Nobody was told they were injected with electromagnetic devices.
Imagine a biological computer that operates inside a living cell.
When I read through the patents for the mRNA technology vaccines, they did not read as a vaccine. They read as a bioweapon.
The difference of this first industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing.
Shall we play a game?
It changes you.
Who masters those technologies will be the master of the world.
When all of this COVID tyranny began, one man saw early on what would happen if people didn't stand up for their God-given rights. Supporter and sponsor of this show, Christopher Key, took the school boards to demand that our kids be unmasked and free. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on upcoming activism and products to keep your loved ones safe. That's vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. So when the Fox News Channel was all panicked just days ago about the potential of a U.S. default, people asking the president about this default, the alleged president, the pedophile in the White House, economists all over, pundits saying, oh my goodness, the United States could default on its debt. And then, boom, crickets, nothing. We've heard absolutely nothing about the United States for the first time ever in history, ever, potentially defaulting on its debt. Carlos Cortez is here to talk to us more about this. I mean, a default, the bank crisis, the collapse, the recession, hyperinflation. What's happening with this default? Why is nobody updating me on this? Where are we in the way of a default?
It's great that you mentioned hyperinflation, because that is literally the primary driver of this default. When you keep on rising interest rates like they've been doing, and all you've been seeing is Yellen like a marketing campaign, you would think she's been running for president. Because she's all over the media. The media, A, is not telling the truth. They're just not.
Shocker. Yeah, of course not. So what is the truth?
And the truth of the matter is that we have a spending limit. We are the only country besides Denmark. All the other countries do not have a spending limit because they're socialists. Socialists will keep on spending and spending and spending. And so here, as capitalism, we like to have rules and principles, and some of those principles is actually constitutionally having a earnings cap or spending cap, should I add, on the actual spending, what government is doing. And with stupid face Biden and the Corona aids that were passed on for 2-3 years from now, they kept on printing and printing money. Now it's catching up to it. We have rising inflation, and in order to keep up with that, the Fed keeps on rising interest rates. And so when you have this triple effect, it could be devastating if we default on our bills, on our treasury
bills.
Okay,
so explain to – this is a huge story. Nobody's talking about this anymore. It just kind of went to the wayside. There's nobody in the White House press corps that are asking, you know, these people on this movie set over here, this Jean-Pierre fake lady. Nobody's asking anybody, hey, what's going on with the state of our financial crisis? So we're going to do it. We're going to cover this story. But I need to cover this in such a way where you, as the expert, can tell viewers of the Stu Peters Show why this should matter to them. Why does it matter if the U.S. defaults?
It should matter because what we preach at my firm is diversification. It's a biblical concept. And the way out of this, Stu, is just having insurance on your money and having precious metals in your portfolio with a combination of real estate as well. So you have to get out of the stock market. You have to get out of the banks. The banks aren't safe. FDIC is not safe, as crazy as that sounds, because as my former stockbroker days, clients wanted FDIC insured products.
So how do our viewers spend money? Where do they keep it if they're not in the banks?
Cash is king. Cash is king. And what I do like is cash, because when you use cash, dude, at your local mom and pop shop, or as a hockey dad at the snack bar or wherever, you're actually pushing the CBDC, the digital dollar, away. The good news is the CBDC is not going to work. That is here. That's a guarantee. That's coming. But it's not going to work, because America does not want to be traced when it comes to their money. They do not want any limits on what they can invest in. They don't want the tracking. They don't want the artificial intelligence tracking them with this chat. Imagine ChatGPT and financial services and your banking all in-house. That's coming with the social credit score like they're doing in China. You're not hearing a lot about China right now because they have everything under the wraps. They can't even go on the internet without permission. So this is this whole takeover that Joe Biden and his evil oligarchs are trying to implement in America. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I don't think the default is going to be it's scary that it could happen, but I don't think it will happen. Like I said in a podcast, they're going to have some compromises made, and it's going to come in the form of the compromisation of your Social Security and taxes. So now more than ever, you have to literally get into tax-free accounts, get into precious metals, get into real estate.
Buy dirt, right? I mean, buy dirt, buy gold, buy silver, and carry cash. And, manage your investment portfolio in such a way where you actually own your accounts, unlike the 401ks that most people think that they own. Yeah, good luck trying to access that before you're 59 and a half, which is soon to go up. Because the retirement age is going to be pushed back. You'll never have access to the money that you were promised that you were going to have. But guess who does get to use that money? The government. And what do? They reinvest it into all of the poisons that are currently killing you. And they use it to manufacture weapons of biowarfare. Oh, I don't know, in places like Ukraine, where the Pentagon and the CIA are operating over a dozen bioweapons laboratories. Or they use it to fund programs that will shove transgenderism freak shows right down your throat and make sure that you have critical race theory in your kids' publicly funded school. Publicly funded, meaning you are funding it. Whether you like it or not, you're sending $140 billion to Ukraine. And by the way, there are U.S. troops there. Nobody's reporting on that there are U.S. troops on the ground in a whole country that matters not to the national security or the financial interests of you. And this is not what you're talking about at your dinner table, but you might be wondering why the military has not secured our southern border, where we are actually watching a military style invasion that, by the way, is being orchestrated, carried out, implemented by your fake government, the murderous crime syndicate that wants to see you dead. The great replacement is actually happening. And these people are coming in to terrorize you and your neighbors. They're doing home invasions right now. They're doing rapes. They're doing murders. There are actual rape trees down there, as uncovered by the show. And you are paying for all of it. By the way, they're getting deportation hearings that are scheduled for 2025 or 26. Don't worry about it. They don't have to show up because there is no ICE that's going to go out and track them down and deport them until somebody like me becomes the president of the United States, completely closes the borders, immigration moratorium, and mass deportations. Anyways, you're funding your own demise. Get out of that. I say all of that to say book your in-person appointment with Carlos Cortez by going to CortezWM.com or call him in the office anytime, 813-448-3446. He can't say all of the stuff here on the program because that would be illegal. He would lose his license, but he can give you financial advice when you are his client. No obligation, free appointment. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office. Again, that number, 813-448-3446. We're going to have a great weekend. I'm going to spend a lot of time with my kids. I pray that you will spend time with all of those that you love and care about the most. Remember to lead them to the cross. Everything. Lay it all at the cross. I promise that you will be joyful. Receive the gospel with a joyful heart. If you have not already, please seek out the Church of Christ and be baptized in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will be back here on Monday, same time. Until then, God bless you.